With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police have arrested three people in Denmark and one in the Netherlands on suspicion of planning terror attacks. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at a news conference in Copenhagen, Flemming Dreher, the head of PET, Denmark's Security and Intelligence Service, said today's arrests and the operation are based on an intensive investigation that PET has carried out in close cooperation with our foreign partners. He added the arrests in Denmark had threads abroad and were related to criminal gangs, singling out the band's predominantly immigrant gang known as Loyal to La Familia. He also cryptically said Danish police had a special focus on Jewish institutions, but did not provide more details. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States says Russia's Vladimir Putin is not backing away from his invasion of Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After Putin's year-end news conference, National Security Advisor John Kirby said it's clear that the Russian leader is doubling down on his goal of conquering Ukraine.
Mr. Putin said today that his aggression in Ukraine will not end, and there will only be peace, quote, when our goals are achieved, end quote. We all know what that means.
Kirby chastised the Republican-led House for leaving for the holidays without passing more military aid for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Republicans have picked a little-known county lawmaker who once served in the Israeli military as their candidate in a special election to replace ousted Congressman George Santos. Party officials named Nassau County legislator and former Israeli paratrooper Maisie Pillip as their nominee on Thursday. She'll face off against Democratic former Congressman Tom Suozzi in a February 13 special election. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 158 points. This is SRN News. A new look at America's spiritual condition.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, not religious. 10% are religious but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida State Athletic Board fined a high school and put it on probation after a boy was allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team. Monarch High has been fined $16,500 for violating a 2021 law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that bars males from competing against females in public school sports. Florida officials also ruled the high school principal and athletic director must attend rules compliance seminars. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed modestly higher, enough to push the Dow to its second straight record high. The middling gains followed a big rally the day before on excitement that several cuts to interest rates may indeed be coming next year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% and is now within 1.6% of the all-time high it set early last year. And the NASDAQ composite gained 0.2%. Treasury yields fell again a day after the Fed indicated it may cut rates by more than 2024 than it had previously forecast. The Dow up 158 points to finish at 37,248. The NASDAQ gained 27 to 14,761. The S&P 500 added 12 to 4719. New York oil rose $2.11 to $71.58 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.